We are marching here for civil rights for gypsies.
Today is a march for freedom, human rights.
Today is we are marching to in solidarity with the Roma community who are now being targeted in this electioneering campaign.
And we've just come here today just for a peaceful, just to hear about the Holocaust, the gypsies that died in Auschwitz.
We're from the Jewish Socialist Group. We feel strong solidarity with the Roma and Sinti people and with travellers in this country as well, in terms of a common history of suffering under fascism and Nazism, and also the experience of being a diaspora people.
If we don't start and do something for ourselves, it's going to finish up like Germany. Well, if Conservatives gets in, the gypsies is finished. And once they start on the gypsies, they finish with the gypsies, they'll start another minority group then.
I haven't got any respect for travelling people. So what do we do? Over 140 MPs signed up for travellers' rights, being brushed under the carpet again. 1994, they told us, buy your own property. Still evicting us. We just can't win.
They're trying to evict us off of it. There is nowhere to go. We're homeless people.
Because my uncle was president of the Liberation of Belsen, which this is the anniversary of, and he died about a year ago. And in 1961, he moved in with my family after the police came and they brought in the Caravan Sites Act, and they trashed the trailer that he was living in at the time with him and his wife and their newborn child, and they just smashed everything up, and so they moved in with us, and it absolutely destroyed my uncle. And he'd been drafted in to fight in the Boer, and it was a terrible way to treat someone.
Normally,
it wasn't too bad. All this publicity started with the Sun paper. They started all the publicity, bad publicity, and now it is causing a lot of... It's stirring a lot of trouble.
You're getting children being called names and bullied in school that weren't normally, were quite settled. You're getting people throwing stones on them, settled sites, and saying, Gippo, we're getting people firebombed, and just general unease in the community. But until then, authorised sites were treated quite friendly among, you know, the settled community, but because of media sensationalism,
Michael Howard, it's caused a lot of problems for the gypsy community in the Africa.
Well, in Romania, in few words, I can say that is a institutionalized racism and discrimination. So institution would play a very big role. What I was fighting for was justice in my case. My husband was killed, my two brothers were killed, my house was burned to the ground. And they said, well, let's build the house back and everything will be fine. But to me, it was not fine and cannot be fine. I want to know who organized it, because I know in behind of these few murderers is a policy of a party there.
We came today to remember what Hitler did 60 years ago. Two more generations, here we are. Protect our young people. And I would like to see a campaign under the banner Save Our Children. Because whatever happened to us, I'm too old for this job any longer. But we are not going to let it happen to our children. Not the abuse, not the tractors, not the GCBs, the bulldozers, the bailiffs. We've got to finish all that. And we hope to start finishing here today.
United as a front, we want to be accepted and harmonised with society and stop being pushed out onto the fringes of it, and to be accepted in all streams of life, to have access to education, to healthcare and fresh running water.